I grew up in a place called Rochester, New York, and it was much colder than it is here. And when we were about, when I was about 8 years old, in 1953, we moved to our first house that we built, and it was next to the McGoverns. So the McGoverns were my neighbors. They were people who were my grandparents' age. They were born in 1890. We were Jewish, and they were very, very Catholic. And that meant that they went to church a lot, and Mrs. McGovern went every Sunday with a new hat. She had thousands of hats. Each one was more beautiful than the next. But I don't think I ever can deal with dogs the rest of my life thanks to Heidi. Heidi was their dog. So as I walk down the side of my house to get in the backyard, Heidi is jumping and clawing at the window. Heidi is a German Shepherd. But that's just part of Heidi. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, all the time, when Mr. McGovern wasn't at work, he was doing one of two things, either cutting the lawn, because Harriet said, Bill, you can't have lunch until you cut the lawn. And second of all, he was always walking Heidi. And Heidi was always, if Heidi was there and I was here, Heidi was on a leash jumping and scaring the shit out of me. Is that a good expression? And I was a little kid, 12 years old, 13, 14, 15, who was a newspaper boy. And I went and delivered newspapers every morning, 7 days a week, the Democrat and Chronicle, a Gannett paper, USA Today, before it became Gannett, got into USA Today. And every morning there was Mr. McGovern out at 6 a.m. to greet me with Heidi. And it was a great relationship that we developed. And when I decided I wanted to apply for the Gannett scholarship for college, we had to have three references, and one of mine was Mr. McGovern. So he was a dear friend. I don't know if he had any other friends, but he defined my father as his best friend, and I was never sure why. But they were very, very devout Catholics, and they were, and if you go back to the time warp of the 50s, that meant that they were nice neighbors, and they loved us very much. And Harriet spent most of her life in her rose garden, and she had the most beautiful roses you can imagine. But they also had a fence, so we couldn't get near them, that they constructed as soon as we moved there. But she... So, of course, we want them to come to my bar mitzvah, and Harriet went to the priest, and the priest said, 1958, remember? I'm sorry, but you can't go to a non-Catholic religious service. So it was sort of heartbreaking and sad, but that was the nature maybe of the Catholic religion in those days and people who were very devout. But I still remember Harriet and Bill as these wonderful people, and Harriet had it all together that she had a car. The car was in her name because she was going to outlive Bill. So, of course, she didn't outlive Bill. So then Bill had to go through all these machinations to get the car in his name. By the time he was 80, he was still on the roof cleaning the gutters and all that, and he fell off the roof and didn't die, but didn't live a wonderful life afterwards. But it was like, what does Bill do without Harriet telling him to cut the lawn every day when he came home from work before he gets lunch? So they were very dear people, and I think of them with a lot of endearment, and not necessarily as weird, funny people, but they were different, and they were the first Catholic people I ever got to know, and I was as close to them as my grandparents in a lot of ways, who were their age. So that's my story about the McGoverns. Aww.